Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm coming to you today from Fort Worth, Texas, where I'm down here at the Kenneth Copeland Ministers Conference, and I want to report a victory. I have the honor of speaking here every year, and I'm the second speaker the first day, which is Tuesday. This goes Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and it's at the EMIC Church Auditorium, which I think seats maybe 1,000, 2,000. I'm not sure, but I'm not really good at estimating how many people are seated there, but oh, what an honor it is. These are ministers, and their capacity, you have to be invited to come, and people, you know, want to come, so they write in and say, I want to come, and they just take first come, first serve, but they have only so much room, you know. But it's ministers, it's people, it's pastors, it's traveling ministries. And this year, the Lord dealt with me to talk about Israel, and I want to say I wasn't afraid, but I was. What can I describe? How can I describe? It was tenuous. How will I put? I have 90 minutes, actually about 75, I think it was. How do I put this all in that amount of time? So I really felt to call people, and the day before, if I could have called all of you, I would have. And so I called. I sent a text message to several people. One of them, Diane Hagee, and I mean, she called me right back on the phone. She was in the car. And I ask for prayer, and I want you to know, people who have heard me many times and who love me said they never heard me ever speak so clearly on the subject and make it so compact. I felt like I was speaking on the wings of prayer and just my heart's desire. And one man came up to me, and he said, I had no, how did he use it? Revelation on this subject. None at all. And here we are in this hour that we're living in. And I know that God, my daughter said it, Brenda's with me, and she said it. She said, Mom, he not only gave you utterance, but he gave people ears to hear. And there was something in that room, and it was, I can tell you absolutely, it was the result of prayer. Every day of my life, I believe more in prayer. And I thank you all. I know God has put it into you. And this morning is so important. We're going to read two. We have to base our prayer on the Word. One of them is going to be 1 Timothy 2:1, and we're going to read it from the English Standard Version. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and givings, thanksgivings, be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high authority, high position, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus, God and men, the man, Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. And then from the Amplified Bible, we're going to read Romans 8:33. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect when it is God who justifies, that is, who puts us in right relationship to himself? Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Bless the Lord. Now we're going to lift our voices first, and we're going to praise the Lord. And then we're going to lift our, not only our president, but our country. Please join us, Canadians and others, in intercession for this United States of America. And especially for this fiasco that's going on in the Senate, trying to impeach whom God has chosen. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're coming up to you, Father, coming up to you from all across this country. And in the name above every name, the lovely, matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua Minasrit. Oh, Father God, we pray. We worship you and adore you and thank you, Lord, that you have made this wonderful avenue for us to reach you, this avenue of prayer. Oh, Holy Father, our heart is touched, cries even, intercedes, travails for this United States of America. We are thankful, oh, so thankful, for the people who got on that little boat and headed over here because they wanted to have freedom of worship. I'm thinking of the Puritans, the Pilgrims, all of those who later came. And Father, I want to thank you for every time you moved and had a great awakening and our country was born and it was founded on the Word of God. And here we are, dear Father, and I know it's Satan. I know it's Satan. He comes against us to divide and conquer. But he cannot, he will not, he must not conquer this great United States of America. Father, we know we have sinned. We're like Daniel when he prayed for his country. We know we have sinned. We know we have, oh, hola makara makashandolo kobrastele divrando, murdered babies, forgotten God. Moved you out of our schools and institutions, and for this we ask you, Lord, to have mercy. I know everyone on this line, Father, is repenting about it. Everyone on this call, and many, many others who are not on this call, they're not for these things. And, oh, God, Abraham said to you, if you could find 10 righteous, would you spare us? And so, Father, I know there are more than 10 righteous. I know there are thousands, oh, Father, and I'm asking you to spare us. We're asking you, Holy Father, that until we leave here, we can have this kind of a life that it promises in Timothy so that we could reach the lost and preach the gospel. And many people come into the kingdom of God. Oh, Holy Father, in the name above every name. Put your hands out toward the direction of the Senate. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as citizens of this kingdom of God and citizens of this United States of America, we do speak to the dark forces and we tell you to cease and desist in Washington, D.C. We tell you to cease and desist in that Senate room. We tell you in the name of Ahara Makari Amanda Holavaya Yubai Yeshua, Jesus, we say to you, cease and desist. We use our authority over you. Your plans will come to nothing. In the name above every name, we adjure you. We will have the blessings of God. In the name above all names. Ora masata, let's pray in the spirit a bit. Kifrando loho bali malatinyo no koho balatata. Ishtiontor makahala brata shikondoria makala kale di cobre kale kadabra makahai ijondo fe mala ohalai anan non yeni kahai anen yenu cha ishido gombresh kini vrandolo cobre kele kan yeni koho balatita vrendolo moshantolo koho balakinya na koho rete in the name above every name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. This president of the United States of America has been, I preached even yesterday, as you know, I talked about Israel, but I thought about this. He is lining up with the Bible. He has lined the United States up with the Bible in annexing the Golan Heights and in saying and declaring that the West Bank settlements are legal. He's lining up. I read yesterday from Ezekiel where he told him to go back to the area, to the mountains of Israel, the very area that is the West Bank, and told them to reestablish the old estates, the old cities, these West Bank settlements. And we are so aligned. We are more aligned in the United States of America with the Bible in Israel, as far as that's concerned, than we have ever been. Now, I found this in the Jerusalem Post today. The White House opposes Jordan Valley annexation before the peace plan rollout. So evidently the rollout is about to come. Senior White House officials, Total Channel 13 on Wednesday, this is a channel in Israel, that the Trump administration is opposed to any unilateral moves by Israel, including annexing the Jordan Valley, before America rolls out its deal of the century, peace plan. The United States has made its objection clear, and the Israeli government is fully aware of this. They spoke to the news station amid reports that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was weighing bringing Jordan Valley annexation to the cabinet for a vote on Sunday, and then on to the Knesset for ratification on Tuesday. It's likely that there is enough support to pass the measure. Comments made by U.S. officials, particularly U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman, have indicated that the Trump peace plan could place all Israeli settlements under Israeli sovereignty. So I want to pray this way. If the peace plan is against the will of God, it's not going to come into effect anyway, and probably not into effect if the Palestinian PLO, Palestinian Authority, has to agree to it. But we don't want to be offering anything other than what is a total blessing to Israel. So right now, we're going to pray for our leaders, for Ambassador David Friedman, for the committee, whoever's on this peace plan committee. I think probably Jared Kushner, I'm not sure all who. But let's pray right now for God to think through their minds. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we know that your will and your way is absolutely clear. Make it clear to our leaders. We would have our leaders line up with the Word of God. We would have them bless Israel continually. And we would have whatever words, God, are written on those paper. Please forgive any that are not according to your will. We ask, dear Father, that they be scratched out, erased, and that the will of God come clear. We know and believe and have faith that our government is not going to have anything or put forth anything that would endanger Israel at all. But, Lord, sometimes they're just so ignorant of what the prophets say. And we on this line, it would be our request to you, Holy Father, that you would have our documents read in accordance and in line with what the prophets say. Oh God, we know that it's coming to pass what the prophets say. We do know, even concerning like Ezekiel 38 in the war, oh Father, in the name above all names, but we pray things not happen out of time and out of sequence. And we lift our voice to you that the will of the Lord, as is written in the Holy Word of God, would come to pass exactly as God says And we lift up your people. You have called Israel my people, and you have called us your very body. We lift up the people of God in the earth. There's another thing happening in Israel. They're having a huge meeting, a Holocaust memorial. And world leaders are coming from all over the world. So many of them. Some of the people, I've been following this in the news, and they say, oh my goodness, we're not going to be able to get around. All of our streets are going to be closed off as these leaders move around in top security. But from the, I think it's wonderful and marvelous that they are honoring and that they are acknowledging the Holocaust. I think this counts. I think it does. World leaders are arriving at Ben Gurion Airport. The lineup of foreign dignitaries includes presidents, prime ministers, monarchs, and key officials from a variety of countries from around the world. I believe that Vice President Pence is going. I know that Putin is going. There's just, many, many, many countries. And so we want to pray that there not be any disturbances, terrorist activities. I'm sure that they've got top-notch security. But there's nothing so top-notch as the Holy Ghost. And so in the name above all names, Father, you told us to lift up those that are in authority, and there they are, gathered in one spot, gathered in Jerusalem. Oh, Lord God, move upon their hearts. Move upon them and help them to really see the dastardly effects of anti-Semitism, of satanic moves, of the satanic work in Hitler, and the satanic work. I know Germany's leaders are going to be there. I know that leaders are going to be there, Father, that things are happening in their land that are so anti-Semitic. And, Father, I'm asking you to speak to those hearts of those men and those women, and you help them to see God, and you help them to see the people of God, Israel, and the great miracle that you have brought those people up out of that Holocaust in 1945. And in 1948, they had their country. They had their land. Oh, Father, just to think of it, all those world leaders in one space, one place, and it's Jerusalem. Oh, Father, this has to mean something. It has to be something. Angels, Father, in the name above all names, as far as our ability goes to command and to speak to the angel forces, or even to give them strength and lift them up with our prayers, may that happen now. Oh God, I know that we've come to the time of the judgment of the nations. And there they are. Oh, Lord, we would lift up nations that they might move maybe out of the camp of being anti-Israel and move over into the camp of being for what is written in the Word of God. We lift up our voices now, Holy Father, in tongues, and we ask you to give us utterance of the mystery of Israel. Ishon de le bacho. And to Sombrata, and to its revelation to the hearts of these leaders. Laborers, oh laborers, Lord. Sibrato, send the laborers, Lord. Both heavenly and earthly. Speak to their hearts that you are God. Ifrodili makahali makoria makolo konjeske. In the name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I know that you know that, like, for instance, what's going on in Washington, D.C., we pray here. And then as you go away from the phone, you lift it to the Lord. Just hover over it, kind of, you know? Just kind of hover over it. Oh, Lord, praise your name. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your activity in Washington, D.C. I got a text today from Hannah, my granddaughter Hannah. She's in Mozambique. And she went there with Heidi Baker's ministry. She's really close to Heidi. And she sent a phone text to Lynn Hammond and myself. And she asked us for prayer. And I told her, critical situations politically there and otherwise. And I told her, I said, honey, I'll get this prayer group on it. So I'm asking you for your prayers for, not just for Hannah, of course for Hannah, but for the situation in Mozambique, for Heidi's ministry there, for the political situation. She's been there, Heidi's been there many years. And I don't know, Hannah didn't tell us everything, but, you know, when you're in a place like that, different things. So let's lift them up right now. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, here we are. And we're lifting up Heidi Baker. We're lifting up Heidi Baker's ministry in Mozambique. And we're lifting up the government of Mozambique and the political situation there, whatever it is. And, of course, we lift up Hannah. She was going on some missions, some ministry missions there. Kalabrasanda, I don't know if they're going into the bush or where they're going, but they're going somewhere. You know, Father. Holy Father, Ilabramu in the life and in the ministry of your dear one Heidi Baker. Ikahaleva popali na chodonje hishato. Iselema kubra kalafrati shodonje nikapra. Help Hannah to pray. Ishandolo kubra, give her utterance there as she's her feet are on the ground. We know that there's so many nations of this world, Father, who lebra sante, who need you, and who need your intervention in this time of the judgment of the nations. Father, si pronto. We're lifting particularly right now, and you can take our prayers anywhere you want them, Holy Father, anywhere you want them, to Canada. I sat yesterday with Carrie Carmichael. And I know we have our dear friends from Canada. We lift that up. Political situations there. People there. Father, if it wouldn't have done any good to pray for nations and to pray for people in authority, you wouldn't have told us. But you wrote it right there in the book. And so we stand on it. And we're lifting up those even in authority in Mozambique. I have no idea, Father. I have no earthly idea of what the political situation is, but you do. And we lift up our voice in union with the prayers of Heidi and with the prayers of Hannah. We lift up in union with those prayers. Isandro kola balakandeli mahasanta tukohura pache. Now I'm going to ask you for another thing. We're so excited. I just finished another 3BI course in Branson where we had the people come and we taught the classroom. It was so blessed. And now we're going online January 31st. You can join right now and you can take the course or recommend it to others. I believe it will be such a blessing to you as we look at the Bible. Even prophetically from actually starting pre-Adamic. And bless the Lord. We're taking a tour, a 3BI tour, and this will be offered as a course. And we're hiring a film crew in Israel that was recommended to us by Chris Mitchell, who is the anchor for Pat Robertson's CBN. And this film crew is top-notch. And we're making a course for this, a course of study for our 3BI Billy Brim Bible Institute. For one thing, we have some of the finances to pay for this film crew, and we need some more. And but it will become a course that people can take through 3BI and have a wonderful introduction, not just introduction, but tour. We're going to start at Beersheba because that's the first place that he came. Abraham came and he made his three altars, but when he lived, his first place that he really lived and dug wells was at Beersheba. And we're starting there, and then we're going up through the middle of the country where he lived, and then we're moving on up to the New Testament times. And it's going to be a really good course of study. Now, one thing, Kylie, my granddaughter, who is our producer and who is a graduate of I've forgotten what it is, some school, I think, in San Francisco. And but it was funded by Sony and had Sony equipment there, and she trained and is and has a degree in production. Well, Kylie's husband fell and has had to have knee surgery on both knees, and she's not going to be able to go with us. And I was counting on her working with that film crew. Now she's been working with them via the internet. I have today to make some decisions on where we have them go. And I'm getting ready to do that just after I hang up this phone from you, really. And then I just want you to pray for this tour, the whole tour, and particularly the producing of the 3BI course and my decisions that I have to make today. So, Father, oh, God, I'm so blessed. Because I've got a prayer group right here on the line. It's not my prayer group. It's your prayer group. But what I'm saying is in this need that I have a whole group of people praying with me. Oh, Father, you're so good. How I love to hear their voices. From Maine and Vermont to California and Washington State to Florida and all points in between. And friends from Canada and around the world, we come up together. And together we ask you, Holy Father, in Jesus' name, show us, reveal to me spots where we need the crew, the places. Reveal to me, Holy Father, the itinerary in greater detail, the classes. And Father, we would ask for your guidance and your watching over every one of the people who are coming. We have two busloads. I lift each one of them. I don't have their names before me, but I lift each one of them as they prepare, that you'd make the way easy, smooth, like you told us to prepare the way of the Lord, to take out the stones. Now, Father, we're just going to come up with tongues and ask you to give us the utterance. Kalton me pa. Kalton me pa fito non ci di capra. In a man ye di kuhu shato dobre kilikatoria. In Syriano, Hesapra, in Vidonje, in Vaca, Alatoke, in Mahalachito, Kashkanon, in Ikar, Yanukobre, in Balatone, Ijatolo Kori, Makahala Kaladin, Yonokoho, Bekala Kaladin, Yonoko, Kalatata Kahashe. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Jesus. I praise you and give you glory. And Father, everyone who's been so faithful to call in today, Holy Father, may blessings overtake them in the name of Jesus and their families and their loved ones. In the name above every name, I pray, Amen and amen. I love you. And we'll gather again next week. And until then, shalom, shalom.